Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you're ready to ride Metro, we want you to know we're ready for you. Here are just a few of the people at Metro to tell you how we're doing our part to keep riders safe.
We're cleaning like never before, with hospital-grade cleaning.
You'll find hand sanitizer stations all over the Metro.
No mask, no Metro. Need one? We have a few extras.
At Metro, we're doing our part to keep the D.C. area moving. Find out more at WMATA.com/doingourpart.
I did forget that I had text messages from an old cell phone that were entirely exculpatory, which proved that everything I had said about Credico being my source regarding the significance and the October release date of the WikiLeaks material was accurate. I believe he lied to the grand jury about that. That's been reported. But he appears not to be being prosecuted for perjury. But I forgot exculpatory information, and therefore I will.
Okay, so it made sense to me when I listened to it at the time. Roger Stone on with Tucker Carlson on Friday night, hours after he walked out of the courthouse, and then did another interview yesterday, and I think he stepped up to some microphone today. He seems to be really confident, or he's confident he's innocent. He's also, I think, trying to make the argument that other people are lying to save themselves about him.
Right.
Which could be happening because you got a bunch of liars involved.
Right.
I mean, people that have lied throughout their lives.
Well, he has a bunch of strategies, I think, to be out and proud, but that is definitely one of them. Yeah. Matt Zapatosky joins us. He's a national security reporter covering the Justice Department for the Washington Post. How are you, sir?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. I'm great.
Oh, it's our pleasure. So, you know, it's funny. We've been talking about this very topic the last couple of days. There's nothing illegal about pursuing a hotel deal in Moscow. And there's nothing illegal in taking a phone call from somebody who says, hey, I got dirt on your opponent. And there are all sorts of, you know, examples of folks being investigated, being prosecuted for lying about stuff. I don't understand why they would. So you're reporting on this. What are you finding, or what do you think?
Yeah, this was a great mystery to me. Even the day that the Stone indictment dropped, I sort of read through it and I think, why in the heck did this guy lie about this and take such forceful steps to sort of convince others to not cooperate in the investigation? And I think there are just theories, you know, people have now on why he might have done that. Certainly, though, the underlying conduct here might not be illegal, it's politically damaging. You know, that President Trump's campaign, that senior-level officials would be interested in getting the fruits of a Russian hacking effort, while itself might not be illegal. You know, even reporters at that time period were trying to see what WikiLeaks had and when they were going to publish it. That's not illegal. Right. But if you're running for president, it is potentially damaging to your campaign if people were to know, hey, you're, you know, sort of secretly trying to suss this stuff out. Another possibility is, of course, there's some cover-up of something we don't yet know. You know, Mueller hasn't charged any kind of grand conspiracy to, you know, defraud the U.S. to interfere with the election. He's charged Russians, but not Americans, as part of that conspiracy. So is there some fact that we still don't know? And then I think a third possibility is these guys just have a sort of estranged relationship with the truth. All of these people seem to lie for any reason and for no reason. And, you know, maybe they sort of just can't help themselves is sort of the most innocuous explanation as I see it.
Yeah, I don't know if that fits with Flynn. I still don't understand why he lied about what he lied about. But certainly with Manafort, Stone, and Cohen, they're people that have made their livings not telling people the truth and, you know, and keeping their side of the story private. So, yeah, they may just lie out of habit.
Yeah, and Cohen certainly sort of bragged. He was proud about being the president's fixer, and a part of that job presumably would be deceiving investigators, even if it's just to prevent the president from being embarrassed. And you saw that with the sort of payoffs for the women who were alleging affairs, and you also saw that with his lie to Congress about Russia, you know, lying about this Trump Tower Moscow project. Flynn and Manafort are a little more complicated. They had issues all by themselves, you know.
Sure.
They were sort of doing work for other countries here in the United States and not purporting it correctly. They have sort of self-interested reasons to lie to prevent their own legal exposure. But even those crimes that they ended up pleading guilty to, the lies, even the underlying crimes, what we call the FARA violations, not registering as lobbyists for a foreign entity, that's such piddly stuff. I mean, they could have probably just come clean right away, filled out updated forms, and they wouldn't have the criminal exposure they did. It really is a mystery to me when I assess all these cases individually, like, why did you lie? If you didn't lie, you probably would be okay at the end of the day. You'd certainly be in less trouble than you are having lied.
That's funny. That's exactly the way we've seen it, too. Matt Zapatosky of the WAPO is on the line.
That's what I tell my two little kids every single day.
Right, no kidding. You know, and to get back to Stone, you know, the idea that, and I'm thinking about Trump voters, and we have plenty of them listening to the show, of friends, relatives, et cetera. If you were to tell a Trump voter, a core Trump supporter, hey, we found this incredible dirt on Hillary, it came from WikiLeaks, and they're probably in bed with the Russians, but they hacked into Podesta's email, and you can't believe the stuff these people are saying. Even if Trump voters were thinking, you know, I don't love the fact that, you know, that Julian Assange is doing Putin's bidding, I don't see, like, even 2% of Trump voters flaking from supporting Trump because behind Podesta's emails, behind that is the WikiLeaks, behind that is the Russian. That doesn't make any sense. I don't think anybody would be that offended.
It is such a complicated question, and I suppose in hindsight we'll never really know, right? If you look too at Trump Tower Moscow, if voters had known in real time, hey, these discussions went on a lot longer than President Trump said they did, would that have changed their mind? It's just so hard to say now. Who knows? But, you know, you would think, like, in hindsight, gosh, he already won the election. So if you're sitting down post-election with Congress or with the FBI and you're asked about these things, why not just copy to the dirty political trick? It's not going to cost you as much political capital now as it would have when he wasn't president yet. He's been elected. If you just cop to it, then you yourself won't be on the hook for a crime. And you could see why Mueller would want to prosecute these people, right? I think prosecutors generally take a dim view of just charging false statements. It too, some people see it as a piddly charge. But when you're investigating whether Russia interfered in our election, whether they worked with Americans, and you're getting repeatedly lied to, that's going to strike you as significant. You're going to wonder, why are these people lying? This investigation is so important. And maybe at the end of the day, it's just focused on Russia, but these people don't seem to want us to get to the truth. So Mueller has been taking a very aggressive stance towards this and charging everybody who lies to the FBI, who lies to Congress.
Well, allegedly.
Or he wants to put him in a position where, look, you're going to spend the rest of your life in jail, or a big chunk of the rest of your life. You're going to spend all your money on lawyers. you better tell me anything you know. Is it just that?
There is an element of pressure here, right? And one of Roger Stone's charges, the witness tampering charge, actually has like a 20-year penalty. That just the false statements charges, each one has a maximum 5-year penalty. Witness tampering, and this would be him sort of making, I think he would probably say they were hyperbolic, and Mueller would say he was making threats to these other people he was talking about WikiLeaks with. That's a very serious charge, and that's a significant leverage point. And if you look back at some of the other people, I think that's how analysts viewed it at the time. You know, he had this leverage on Flynn for lying, so he flips him, and now he's a cooperator, and maybe he can get to his bigger question. Rick Gates, same way. He admits to lying. He admits to being involved in this kind of bank fraud with Paul Manafort. Now I have leverage to get to the real question of whether the Russians conspired with U.S. citizens to influence the election. And we have yet to see the full fruits of that, but you do see Mueller revealing a little bit more about what he knows, even though he doesn't charge Stone with conspiracy. Seems like he goes out of his way to point out campaign contacts, yes, that aren't necessarily illegal, but I do read that a little bit as Mueller kind of putting forward what we call a speaking indictment, just like letting the public know facts that aren't illegal, but maybe he feels they deserve to know.
Still kind of mushy, though, kind of cloudy. Matt Zapatosky covers national security and the Justice Department for The Washington Post. Matt, good stuff. Well done. Thanks very much. We'll have a link to the article, of course. We appreciate the time.
Thank you.
You got it.
When you're ready to ride Metro, we want you to know we're ready for you. Here are just a few of the people at Metro to tell you how we're doing our part to keep riders safe.
We're cleaning like never before. We're hospital-grade cleaning.
You'll find hand sanitizer stations all over the Metro.
No mask, no Metro. Need one? We have a few extras.
At Metro, we're doing our part to keep the D.C. area moving. Find out more at WMATA.com/doingourpart.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.